Hi, my name is Christian Zwicky. I'd like to testify to you today about what my Savior has done for me and the fate he rescued me from. I grew up in what I would describe as a God-friendly household. I was baptized as a newborn and at the age of 4. There would be loose talk about God in a very ethereal way. When a pet died, I was told God would take that pet and it would be waiting for me in my house in heaven. I believed that if I prayed to God, he heard me. I thought I had a good relationship with God, but I had never gone to church and I never read the Bible. I heard the story of Noah, but I thought the point of that story was that he saved the animals. I didn't know the David from David and Goliath was the same person as King David. I had never heard of God's judgment or of my sin. I was always told I was a good kid, so I figured God agreed. Turns out I didn't know anything about God, and I had completely invented my own theology to explain the world around me and validate my goodness. At one point, I believed Santa had been commissioned by God to go around the world and give presents to good children, and that the appearance of presents every year was a confirmation of my goodness and that I would be heaven bound. And that may all sound amusing, but it was eternally serious. These weren't just harmless fantasies. It was a testament to how I had descended into idolatry and how lost I was, even at a young age. Age is no barrier to wickedness. The Lord saved me from that darkness at the age of 12 in 2005. I was a huge baseball fan, and my mom took me to a Dodger game against the Milwaukee Brewers in LA. We had seats next to the bullpen, and the Brewers were in the basement as far as the standings went that year, so it wasn't a very well-attended game. That gave me the opportunity to be able to talk to some of the bullpen players during the game. As you can imagine, I was starstruck as a 12-year-old looking up at a 6'4" ball player. One of the players signed my glove, and under his signature, he wrote John 3:16. Ecstatically, I went home at midnight after the game. I grabbed a dusty King James Bible from that we had at home, and I tried to find the verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Growing up in America with heavy Christian iconography, I knew that Jesus died, but this was the first time I had any idea why he died or had heard of his relationship to God. When I read this verse, I believed it. It was a shocking truth, and I still didn't grasp why Jesus needed to die or how to believe in him, and I can't explain why I knew this verse to be true, other than that the Lord opened my heart to hear. And this all raised a very important question. Now what do I do? I figured church wouldn't be a bad idea, so I asked my mom to take me to church the following Sunday. She took me to a Calvary chapel close to home, and at the end of the sermon, I first heard the full gospel and a call to repent and believe. I was at enmity with God, divided from him because of my sin, and the only way to repair my relationship with him was to repent of my sin, accept Christ as my Savior, understanding that he died to cover the cost of my sin, and to submit to him as Lord of my life. If I did those things, the Holy Spirit would come into my heart, and I would be saved. I was really rattled to find out that God might be my enemy, and I immediately prayed in agreement with these things, hoping the Holy Spirit would come in. I repeated this prayer for a few months because I wasn't sure how to know if the Holy Spirit actually came in or not. I asked for a Bible for Christmas, started in the book of Daniel because I heard Daniel was the wise prophet and I figured wisdom would be important. Unfortunately, my mom stopped bringing me to church after about 3 occasions because she felt that the preaching was questioning her own salvation too much. So I spent much of the first 9 years of my faith on my own, aside from briefly going to a Baptist youth service on Friday nights in high school. My early faith walk was characterized by a great zeal with no maturity and little knowledge. My early evangelism was very much in the spirit of James and John in Luke 9:54, where if you recall, they wanted to see a city be destroyed for rejecting Jesus. So there I was, a 12-year-old in middle school with a Bible in hand demanding people repent and being really upset when they didn't. I didn't know any better back then, but I'm really thankful for the Lord's patience and graciousness to me through those days, humbling my heart and crushing my self-righteousness over time to understand that I did not achieve my own salvation and that other people need to be extended the same mercy that I receive when someone shared the gospel with me. At 19, I realized I couldn't carry my faith by my own willpower anymore and I needed a church to learn and be discipled. By God's sovereignty, I ended up at a Korean Presbyterian church that hired a master seminary grad to teach their English ministry. The growth of my sanctification found a fresh footing under his discipling and the rest is history. I resisted baptism for a long time because I thought that it was a ritualistic construct of organized religion that had no meaning because it was an age-based rite of passage and not based on genuine belief. And that was true of my experience at the age of 4. And it was true for how baptism was handled by the Presbyterian leadership of my old church. I'm getting baptized today because I now see baptism for its design in scripture. I'm getting baptized today to be obedient to Jesus' command to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit as a physical representation of the rebirth that occurred in my heart 16 years ago.